As we learned the Mishnah in Masechta Sukkah and Daf Yutes on the base, the Mishnah Machzelas Kanim, we obviously encounter a very important sugya for two reasons. One is, as many people use schach mats for their sukkah, for their schach, this Mishnah and following Gemara actually discuss the halachic status of schach mats. Machzelas is a schach mat. And what's fascinating about the sugya of machzelas is that besides the halach lemaisa aspect of knowing if one may use a schach mat and what kind of schach mat may be used, it also is a sugya that brings together many of the halachas that we've been discussing in our perek about what is or isn't kosher schach. So the Mishnah says, Machzelas kanim, if you have a mat made out of reeds, and the Mishnah goes on, gedoyla, if it's a large one, asah l'shchiva, if it was made to rest on, then it's considered something that's mekabel tumah, and since it's considered something that's mekabel tumah, as we've learned many times, any article that's mekabel tumah may not be used for schach. There's a very fundamental machloikis, Rashi and Rosh. What is the definition of asar l'shchiva? And of course, when we speak about asar l'shchiva, all the poskim teach us that doesn't mean specifically asar l'shchiva. It doesn't mean only that if it was made to rest on. Anything, any machzelis that was used for a purpose as a keli would be considered something that's mekabel tumah. And that's why I saw that the Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Tov Reish Chof Tes Sif Yud Gimel says that if it was made to wrap items in, that would be considered a soul for a keli. I saw, and this maybe even comes up more often, that the Mekroi Kodesh in Chelik Aleph on Sukkos Simen Tezayin says that if you have a mat, so nowadays mats are not typically used to lay on, nor are mats used typically to wrap product in, as the Aruch HaShulchan just said, but mats may be used to stand on. And the Mekroi Kodesh says that if you have a mat that's intended to stand on, oh, that too is considered that it would be mekabel tumah and not be valid for schach. However, the Rosh and Rashi, at least this is the way most Mefarshim understand the opinion of Rashi, debate what is the definition of asar. Rashi seems to learn that it depends on the person who buys the mat. When I buy the mat, it depends what is my intention to buy the mat. And it seems that that's what Rashi says here in Divrei HaMaskel, Asar L'Shchiva. Hoil v'yichta l'kach. I, when I purchased this mat, had intention to use it for this purpose. Asar keli. That makes it into a keli. U'mekabel es tumah v'emesachim bo. And therefore it's mekabel tumah, and I can't use it for schach. That is the opinion of Rashi. However, the Rosh takes a different approach. The Rosh's approach is that it depends on the manufacturer. And if the manufacturer, when he made this mat, intended that it's used for keli, even though the person who purchased the mat doesn't want to use it for keli, the person who's buying the mat wants to use it for schach, according to Rosh, it would already have the din of a mat. And it seems that when we look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Tov Reish Chof Tes, with these halachas, with the halacha Sifov, where the halacha of a mat is discussed, It seems very much that the Shulchan Aruch is and the Ramah are concerned for the opinion of the Rosh. The Shulchan Aruch says here, Machzel Shakanim Vekash Veshef Vegemi Bein Shi Chalokah Shi Rui L'Shchiva, whether it's smooth and therefore could be used for resting on, Bein She'ena Chalokah, or if it's not smooth, She'ena Rui L'Shchiva, so it's not that usable for resting, Imik Tana, if it's small, Stoma Imedes L'Shchiva, Umekabel Stoma. We could assume, and again, he says the word stoma, that we could assume that it's made for shriva mekabel stoma, ve'ein mesachim ba elm ken oslo sichuch. It can't be used unless it's used for schach. And before we go further, as it seems from the words of the Shulchan Aruch, and as we who learned the sugya, it seems clearly in the sugya that if you have an option to use a large mat or a small mat, it seems that it would be preferable to use a large mat, because here we say, because the Ketana says the Shulchan Aruch is a medes l'shchiva. But as we will learn further in our shir, it could be that b'zman hazeh a Ketana has advantage over a gdoila. It continues the Rama, da'ina roi shebnei oisei ir oisei l'sikach. The Rama is quoting the Rosh, where the Rosh says that we follow most of the people in the city. And if the people of the mats are manufactured in the city, l'shem schach, even if I bought it not for that purpose, the halacha is that it is still not, cannot be used for schach. Ve'im higdoil, continues the Shulchan Aruch, but a large mat, Stama oisa l'sichuch. There we could assume that it's made for schach. Umesach ha'kimba. Elam kein osa l'shchiva. Dahayim sheminig hamokoyim l'shakav aleh. The people typically buy it for sleeping. So again, here again, the Shulchan Aruch is saying that we have to look what is the mat used for. And the Ramah again comments that we look at what people use it for. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. V'hani mili she'en le'sofa. That is only if it doesn't have a rim. As the Gemara on Daf Chaf Torah, that if it has a gedanfa, if it has a rim, then it's going to be considered a keli, because it could be used to store items on, and therefore it's also it's certainly a kabel tumma. If it has a large enough rim that it could be held, something to be held into, it could be used to store something. Even if you will remove the rim, because once it had the rim, it became a keli. And the remark concludes, he says that if it's used as a roof, if that's what is the material used for roofs, we should not make schach with such a machzelos. So as we discuss the machzelos, there are a number of issues that come up. The first issue is the issue of if the machz is the chumrah of the Ramah, that the Ramah is clearly, as we saw, passing like the Rosh, that the Rosh's opinion is that as soon as the mat is if the mat was manufactured for the purpose for use, it has a din of a keli, and even therefore, if I bought it with a different intention, it would be not usable for schach. This is very not common, bezman hazeh. The Bir Halacha as well here discusses, quotes the opinion of quotes of Bikurei Yaakov, that seems already in the time of the Bikurei Yaakov, people began to use machzolos, and those machzolos were used for typically for laying on or to sit on in the wagon. And the Bikurei Yaakov, as the Bi'ur Halacha quotes him, already says that bezmana, that they can't be, they shouldn't be used for schach, as the Rosh Drama teaches us that anything that is used for a different purpose, that's manufactured for a different purpose, should not be used for schach. The Beis Meir, he says, the Beis Meir already was more makel, and he says that we have to see what the purpose of the manufacture of the schach is. However, if we look in the Shailos HaTshuvos, Oz Nidbaru, Chelek Beis, Simen Samech Vav, the Shailos HaTshuvos, Oz Nidbaru, establishes that Bezman Hazeh, rarely does anybody use a mat to sit on, to sleep on, certainly not in the countries that we live in. I did see that Reb Nissen Karelitz Shlita says that, again, very much in line of the with the opinion of the Rosh, that we don't necessarily follow the place of use or the intention of the person who's buying it. We rather follow the place of manufacture. So therefore, he takes the opinion that if a mat is manufactured in a country, where in that country people sit or stand or lay on mats, given the opinion of the Rosh that the Ramah follows, we couldn't use such a mat. But let's say the mat is manufactured in a place where people don't use mats, that so we have a lot of things working in our favor. Number one, according to Rashi, certainly if I bought the mat for schach, it doesn't make a difference what it was manufactured for. Number two, if it's manufactured in a country where no one uses mats for sitting on for these purposes, even the Rosh would be lenient. And therefore, the Oz Nidbaru, and is the opinion of most Paiskim, take a lenient approach to mats, to the problem that mats have different use. Bezman Hazeh, where we don't use mats for all of these purposes that we identified earlier. However, the Shailos HaTshuvos, Tzitz Eliezer, in Chelek Yud, Simen Chavtes, takes a much more strict approach. And he says that now we live in a world, in Eretz Yisrael particularly, where there are people that have come from all different countries around the world, from all different cultures. And since in many different countries around the world, the people do still use mats. People still do use mats for sitting or laying on. We can't be so quick, he says, to assume that a mat is only used for schach. It's an interesting approach, and it seems that his approach, and it's the approach that I saw in many Paiskim as they address the Shaila. There certainly many Paiskim, he's a little stricter. Most of the Paiskim feel that we can be perhaps lenient on using mats, but we have to be very careful not to change, and if possible, to use mats, to use old-fashioned schach. In that tshuva that I quoted from the Oz Nidburu, he is having a correspondence with Rabbi Yoshev Zatzal about Schach Matz, and Rabbi Yoshev quotes a Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham actually quotes a Rashba, and the Magen Avraham is actually twice, mentions this Rashba twice in Hilchas Sukkah, one in Siman Tov Reish Chavov Sifkotin Vov, and one in Tov Reish Lamed Beis Sifkotin Aleph, that says there's another concern. He says that whenever you use schach that's wider in four tefachim, we have the problem of gzeiras tikra. As we recall, we had, and as I said at the beginning of our shiur, this sugya of machzelas brings together many of the different gemaras that we've been learning in our perek. And we had earlier in our perek the machloikis of Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Meir regarding Gzeiras Tikra, the Gemara and Daf Yodalud, that we need to be concerned that if we use boards that are wider than four tefachim for our schach, if we use slats that are wider than four tefachim for our schach, that it's a Gzeiras Tikra. Says the Magen Avraham that whenever you have schach that's wider than four tefachim, you have a problem of Gzeiras Tikra. And therefore, Rabbi Yoshev, in that tshuva to Rabbi Yom Zilber Zitzal, says that we need to be concerned for that Magen Avraham. Many Paiskim feel that we don't have to be worried here about Gzeiras Tikra. One is an actually a Shal Tshuvas Avni Nezer. The Avni Nezer in Siman Tov Ayin Gimel says that whenever you have schach through which rain can penetrate, there is no concern for Gzeiras Tikra. He says we're only concerned for Gzeiras Tikra where it looks like a slat. If rain could come through it, we don't have to be worried about Gzeiras Tikra. Another approach, which is actually what the Oz Nidru mentions, he says that the only time the Ramah, the Magen Avraham, quoting the Rashba, is concerned with schach that's wider than four tefachim, it's only if it's something that's used for a roof. Nobody uses mats for a roof, and therefore we don't have to be concerned about that being that Magen Avraham. Rav Ozner, in the Shail Sechuvas Shevet Alevi, Chel Gvav, Simon Ayin Dalit, has a different approach. He says the fact that the schachmat could be rolled up makes it that certainly should not be considered like a tikra. So, two halach lemaises emerge. As we said at the beginning of the shiur, and this is certainly what emerges as we learn at the sugya, a larger schach mat, we said, is better than a narrower schach mat. A gdoila, the Gemara said, is better than a ketana. The way we now emerge is that maybe a ketana is better than a gdoila, because the smaller your schach mat, the less of the concern of the Magen Avraham and the Rashba comes up. Furthermore, particularly after we quoted the opinion of the Shevet HaLevi, there are different types of schach mats that I see sold in the stores. So if you have a schach mat that could be rolled up, or you have a schach mat that's one piece, it seems that it's certainly better to use a schach mat that could be rolled up, because that is not going to be identified as a roof. The next issue that comes up in the discussion of a schach mat is the fact that the schach mats are held together with string. So certainly, as we learned in the Shulchan Aruch, again, very much based on the Gemara that we learned, one should try to avoid using a schach mat that has a rim, because the Gemara clearly said that a rim makes it into a keli. Of course, as we learned the Shulchan Aruch itself already taught us that we don't really need to be overly concerned with the rim. The reason we don't need to be overly concerned with the rim is because it's only a rim that can be used for a keli. But if it's not such a significant rim, then it's not going to make it into a keli. If it's not so significant that it can be used to store things in. But certainly, if at all possible, one should try to avoid using a schach mat that has a rim. And that's really the case, that they don't have rims. But they do have string keeping them together. And the problem with that string is that the string is mekabel tuma. And as we've learned, that a maimed of the schach, the Gemara that we learn in the second parak, the Gemara teaches us in the second parak on daf chaf beis that you're not allowed to use a maimed, something to keep the schach together, that's mekabel tuma. So how is that avoided? So there are a number of ways of avoiding that problem. One way of avoiding that problem is to use string that isn't going to really keep it together. If it's not going to really keep it together that strongly, maybe it's not considered a maimed. Or to use different material that is not mekabel tumah. And therefore, the poskim say that we should try to use pieces of wood. We know, as we've learned numerous times, pshutik kliyets, plain pieces of wood, are not mekabel tumah, and therefore they're the best maimed. Or to use unprocessed pishtan, which is linen, which is really somewhat of an issue, because we've learned earlier in our Masechta that the Gemara discusses unprocessed linen to be used for schach, and the Gemara discusses how unprocessed it needs to be. So the best would be to use wood. If you can't use wood, to use straw, although there are poskim that say that the Rambam's opinion is that straw is mekabel tumah, or to use totally unprocessed linen. There are poskim that say that this entire issue is really a non-issue, because the only time we have a problem of a maimed, the poskim say, is when it's something that could be used as schach. The example that they give is when the halach is, you could have your sukkah rest on your stone walls. The Gemara speaks about a sukkah resting on stone walls. Now the question is, how could a sukkah rest on stone walls? Isn't that a maimed of a davar mekabel tumah? And they go into saying that there's only concern of a maimed when it's something that you could get confused that you may use for schach. But it's something that obviously cannot be used for schach. There is no problem of a maimed. And therefore they want to suggest that in our situation, where these small strings or pieces that you're keeping the schach together with, certainly no one could use that as schach. So the gzeira of a maimed was only said in a situation where it's something that you can maybe end up using as schach. Where you need not be concerned that it's going to be used for schach, there is no concern of a maimed. There's one more issue, a gemara that we learned earlier in our parak, and that is that the gemara spoke about not using a chavila, a bundle for schach, because as we learned earlier in the parak, on as we learned earlier in the parak on daf Yudeis, Chazal were concerned that you may come home and take that bundle, and you have a bundle that you put down on your roof to dry the material, and you're not putting it down l'shem schach, l'shem tzel. So here, why is this not considered a bundle? So again, if we look into this is a halacha actually mentioned here in Simen Tuf Reish Chav Tes in Sif Tezvav. But there are two reasons we could be more lenient. One reason we could be more lenient is because, and this is the main reason, is that the Gemara says clearly that if when we collected the bundle, our intention in collecting the bundle was l'shem schach, there the Gemara says we could be more lenient. Certainly when somebody's buying or manufacturing a schach mat, his purpose is to use it for schach, not to use it for another purpose. And therefore, that concern is removed. Again, this goes back to something we said earlier in the shiur. If I have less than 25 sticks, so as we said, when you have less than the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that when you have less than 25 sticks, you need not be concerned about chavila. So here too, if you'll have less than 25 sticks, you don't have to be concerned about chavila, and you wouldn't have that concern anyway. And again, this is maybe a reason to use a smaller schach mat rather than a bigger schach mat. So just to review, based on what we just discussed, it seems that schach mats may certainly be used for schach. And to review why. Number one, nowadays people do not use schach mats for sitting or sleeping or for any other purposes. So that concern that the schach mat was manufactured for that purpose no longer exists. The concern that the schach mat is too big and therefore you have the Gzeiras Tikra doesn't apply, because a schach mat no one will assume is a tikra. Nobody uses schach for a roof, and it's rain penetrate, and it could be rolled up. One should be careful not to use a schach mat that has a rim around it. Although even if you do use such a schach, if it has a narrow rim, it really wouldn't be a significant issue, because the rim isn't going to be big enough that you could put something into the schach mat to be used as a receptacle. One should be very careful what material is used to keep the schach mat together. In other words, one should be careful that the material used to keep the schach mat together should preferably be wood or unprocessed linen. That would be important to be used. That would be very important concern. And again, as we've been learning, the smaller the schach mat, the more rollable the schach mat, are certainly better.